If you would, open your Bibles to Titus, the second chapter. You know, I've been thinking about the word relevant lately. And I've been thinking about the meaning of the word relevant in our very broken world. In our terribly fragmented world. And so here's a definition of relevant. And this is from Random House College Dictionary. Bearing upon or connected with the matter in hand. To the purpose, pertinent. So bearing upon or connected with the matter in hand. Titus, the second chapter. I just want to point out a couple things here. And here's an example of the relevance of Scripture. Right, so we look at our fragmented world. God's Word is more relevant than ever. But our problem is we don't allow it to be relevant, or we make it irrelevant. Right? And that's a terrible thing. So we need to think about the relevance, the purpose, the power of Scripture. We get a great example here in Titus. And so Paul's letter to Titus, as he addresses a need for Titus to, look at verse 1, speak the things that are fitting for sound doctrine. The text following Paul's admonition to Titus, it's going to determine the relevance of the text for us today, by the way. But the text here, verses 2 through 15, provides information for a bunch of different groups within the church, right? Different parts of the Lord's body. Information for older men, verse 2, the great deal of instruction provided for older women, verses 3 through 5. Young men of the congregation are then addressed in verses 6 through 8 with a final note for bond slaves in verses 9 and 10. And then the final reason for the instruction, verses 2 through 10, is given in verses 11 through 14, with the emphasis upon the authority of Jesus Christ, right, who's introduced in this text as the grace of God, if you read it all together, right, in verse 11. And to the one who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself a people for his own possession. That's you and me here today if we've obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're going to be, he continues to say here, zealous for good deeds in verse 14. Does that describe your walk with Christ this week? If not, why not? You know, to ask the question is to answer it. Paul concludes the section here of his letter with a strong admonition, right? A strong admonition for Titus to deliver this information. So all authority punctuated by a final statement here. He says, let no one disregard you. Now, chapter 3 is like a kind of a P.S., postscript. Paul provides Titus and us. So just read it with me, and then we're going to finish up. Remind them to be subject to the rulers, to authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good deed, to malign no one, to be uncontentious, gentle, showing ever consideration for all men. So when we ask that question, is Scripture relevant? Right, this section here, just in Titus, it's relevant for everything we're going through today. And us as God's people and our response to what's going on in this world around us. You know, Jesus came into this world, God in the flesh, to serve as a bondservant. Philippians 2, 5, or verses 5 through 11. So he's our example. And, you know, in that example, we learn a lot. And in this admonition here, we learn a lot. And that is God's Word is absolutely relevant. We need to consider it in all aspects of our lives. So let's do that this week. If we failed Monday, Tuesday, into Wednesday, Let's start over tomorrow. Let's make the Word of God relevant in our lives tomorrow, and it'll make a difference, and the people around us will notice that. This evening, if you're subject to the gospel invitation, if you need to put on Christ in baptism, we'd love to help you with that, or if you need the prayers of the church, please let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.
Jesus is tenderly calling thee home, calling today.